In our previous year, we began a discussion of the importance, as we learn in our sugyas, of using salt on all kabbanis, which led us to begin a discussion about, we know that dam, the blood has to be removed from all meat and from all chicken. And quoting Hilchos Ketanis, that maybe sugar could be substituted for salt. So interestingly, there's a tshuva in the Shas of Tshuva Stivri Chaim, Chelik Aleph Simen Chaf Hei, that discusses this Hilchos Ketanis, and it comes out in a very, very sharp way that, of course, sugar cannot be used instead of salt. And he brings a raya from our Gemara here in Masechet Menachos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a discussion if when one puts dam on the Mizbeach, the Gemara wants to know, do you have to salt the dam? And the Gemara goes back, and the Gemara says, well, once you salt the dam will be considered cooked dam. And the halacha is, the dam shebishloi is not considered dam. So how could we have a havamina that we should be able to put dam, that we should have to salt the dam? It would create a situation of dam shebishloi. And because of that, the Gemara says at the end that we would think that what you have to put on the dam would be just a little salt. A little salt would not be mevashel the dam. Tells us the Gemara, that's what the Pasuk has to teach us, that even that little amount of salt doesn't have to be put on dam, even though a little salt would not create a situation of dam shebishloi. Says the Divrei Chaim, if sugar could be used instead of salt, so why doesn't the Gemara say that we could use sugar instead of salt, and the concern that put the sugar on the dam, and the concern that it'll be dam shebishloi will be removed because it's not salt that I'm putting on the dam, it's sugar that I'm putting on the dam. And actually, once we mention this question, the Rambam, when he discusses the halachas of putting salt on all kabbanis, never mentions that you could put sugar on the kabbanis instead of salt. If sugar is acceptable, why not? So Rav Avadya Yosef wants to say that sugar wasn't so commonly found in those days. And that's why sugar was not discussed. Others want to say that if we're going to hold, if the basis of the Hilchos Ketanis is that sugar is exactly like salt, so just like salt would be mevashel the dam, sugar would be mevashel the dam. And therefore, there's no point in the Gemara giving the answer about sugar, because sugar would not help any more than dam would help. However, the Divrei Chaim clearly wants to use this as a raya, that the fact that the Gemara didn't suggest to use sugar on top of the dam, and that would avoid the problem of dam shebishloi, that sugar certainly cannot serve as a substitute for dam. What the Divrei Chaim is willing to perhaps concede is what the Hilchos Ketanis means when he says that dam, that sugar could be used as a substitute for dam. He doesn't mean it in any way that it should be used as a substitute for dam, for salt. Sugar could be used for a substitute for salt in the extraction of the blood. That sugar can't help. What it can help for is strictly for the carbon. That maybe that there's a special din to put salt in all kabbanis, as we discussed already in our previous year. For that, the Hilchos Ketanis would hold that sugar could be substitute. And in fact, I found a Minchas Chinuch. He says that when they put salt on the carbon, they were careful that the purpose of putting the salt was not to remove the dam, because if that was the purpose, then we would have an issue. Because if you put, we know that when you put salt on meat to take out the blood, you have to put on a lot of salt. And then you fall into a concept, a problem of meliach kureseach. It's considered like it's cooked. And the halacha is that the meat that's put on the mizbeach is not allowed to be pre-cooked or pre-roasted, because then it wouldn't be lereach nichoyach. So therefore, says the Michas Chinuch, don't put on a lot of salt. The Chassam Sofer disagrees, and the Chassam Sofer holds that you can't put a lot of salt on the Avarim, because since the Torah told us to do this, that becomes part of that Torah. The Chassam Sofer says a very bechiddush. The Chassam Sofer is saying that the putting of the salt on the putting of the salt on the carbon, says the Chassam Sofer, is part of the process of burning the carbon. We know the halacha is that the carbon has to be burnt. So we always assume, says the Chassam Sofer, that the way a carbon is burnt is by putting the salt, by putting the carbon on the fire, and that's how it gets burnt. He says, no. He says the putting of the salt on the carbon is the beginning of the burning process. The Masham takes a different approach. The Masham says that even though there's a concept throughout Shas of meliach kureseach, that salting something is like cooking it, it's not real cooking. It's not like tzli. So even though there's a halacha of that you're not allowed to be tzoyler the basar, you're not allowed to roast the meat before you put it on the mizbeach, that halacha doesn't apply by meliach. It's not exactly like tzli. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Sefer Tzioinim L'Toyra, Klal Mem, has a different approach to this entire, has a much more fundamental question in understanding this entire halacha of melicha, which may help understand what we said a few moments ago, that when the Hilchos Ktanis is makel and says that sugar could be substituted for salt, he only means it regarding kabbonis. Because he says, when the Torah tells us, as we're learning in our shir, that all kabbonis must be salted, is that the Torah is coming to teach us that part of the way that the meat has to be prepared is by having put salt on it. Just like meat that we eat, the way we can eat is by salting it to remove the dam. So too, we have to salt the carbon to prepare it to be adequately ready for hakrava on the mizbeach. Or, he says, indifferent. He says that there's a new din. There's a din that you have to put salt on the carbon. There's a new din of part of the avoida is putting salt on the carbon. So if we're going to learn that the din of melicha is not to prepare the meat, but it is a new din of putting salt on the carbon, if that's the way to understand this halacha, then for that, maybe sugar could be substituted for salt. And in fact, I found from the Zeiche Yitzchak, he says that there are actually two halachas when it comes to putting salt on the carbon. There's a mitzvah asay of mitzvah l'mloyach habosar, as the Rambam says in Hilchas Isurim Mizbeach, Perek Hei Halacha Yud Aleph, U'mitzvah l'mloyach habosar yofa yofa, there's a mitzvah to salt the meat strongly, k'moylech bosal atzli, sh'mahapach es ha'eva moylech, you turn over all the pieces and you salt them, v'moloch kosher afil begarga echad kosher. So it's interesting. First, the Rambam says, you have to put a lot of salt. And then he says you should put one gargar, one grain of salt, it's adequate. So he says, because there are two dinim. There's one din of loisagdus bris melech. The din of loisagdus bris melech, says the Zeche Yitzchak, one fulfills even by just putting on one grain of salt. Then there's another halacha, and that's the halacha of salting it, like all meat has to be salted. And that has to be done properly, like all meat needs to be properly salted. So it turns out that even the Hilchos Ketanos, perhaps according to this Zeche Yitzchak, would agree that when we say that we could put sugar instead of salt, that's only to fulfill the obligation of loisagdus. But the obligation that the meat has to be salted, like all kosher meat has to be salted, that only salt may be used. Rav Ozna Zatzal in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Shaivir Halevi, Chelek Beis in Simen Chavdalid and Chavov, discusses this Hilchos Ketanos about using sugar instead of salt, and he comes out very strongly that Chas V'Shalom, no one should use sugar instead of salt, not even B'diavad. The Tzitz Eliezer, the Shailos HaTshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, discusses this issue of using sugar instead of salt in a number of tshuvos. The common denominator in all the tshuvos of the Tzitz Eliezer is that he's very machmer, and he says that sugar can never, chas v'shalom, be used to replace salt, up to the degree that he says that we know that the halacha is that when we kosher meat, the first thing we do is we rinse the meat. After we rinse the meat, then we salt the meat. What happens if one salted the meat before he rinsed the meat? The halacha is that that meat can never be kosher because you missed the hadacha rishayna. What will happen, says the Tzitz Eliezer, if instead of you didn't rinse the meat, you didn't put salt on the meat, but you put sugar on the meat? What will be the status of that meat? So he says that putting sugar on the meat is totally meaningless. It's like you put nothing on the meat, and that meat now could be properly kashered afterwards without any problem. He also says that if meat was kashered with salt, if meat was kashered with sugar instead of salt, he says that that kashering is a meaningless, is not considered the meat is kosher, and even the pots and pans that such meat would be put into is not, that would become non-kosher and would have to be kashered. But what's also interesting to note is that the Tzitz Eliezer, in the various tshuvos that he discusses this shaila, does use this to show us how sometimes different halachas or different sources get misquoted. One of the sources that takes a lenient view, that quotes a lenient view perhaps, it doesn't pass them that way, but takes perhaps a lenient view of using sugar instead of salt, is the Avnei Nezer in Ohr Chaim Simen Tof Kuf Lamed Beis, quoting the Chavistas. He says, but it's interesting, that he says that he met Rav Veltz Zatzal, Rav Yisrael Veltz, the Rav of Budapest, who the Tzitz Eliezer has a lot of correspondence in his forum with Rav Veltz Zatzal. And Rav Veltz told him that he met a grandson of the Avnei Nezer. And the grandson of the Avnei Nezer told him that what misled his grandfather but his grandfather afterwards found out was that the Chavistas never suggested that salt, that sugar could be used instead of salt. Rather, the Chavistas, as we spoke, was an individual who could not have salt. So what he used to do was that after he bought meat or chicken that was properly salted with salt, because that's the only way that it could be removed, would put sugar on it to take out the salt. Or another pshat, in another tshuva I saw that he says that the chavistas, most people, if they want to make their meat or their poultry tasty, so they salt it. Because he could not have salt, he would put sugar to give the meat a taste, I guess the sweet taste, because he couldn't have the salty taste. And he goes on to say how there are different paiskim who were misquoted over this halacha, but the halacha is very strong that you can't use sugar under any circumstances instead of salt. And he shows how the Ikrei Adat is another paisik that was misquoted, but he says that Ikrei Adat himself didn't really hold that way. Then he quotes the Shaul Chuvas Rav Po'alim, who first wanted to take a lenient approach, but he himself regrets it and comes out in a very strong way that sugar can't be used instead of salt. The one thing that's interesting to note that the Tzitz Eliezer does say is because we do unfortunately have individuals who can't have salt. And as we're learning in our shiurim, salt, sugar, there's no substitute for the salt. So how are they supposed to eat meat, poultry, where we know that the blood has to be removed with salt? So he says that our minig is that the salt is kept on the meat for 23, 24 minutes. He says, he calls a chazanish, that for a person who can't have salt, for such an individual, they need not leave the salt on the meat when they're kashering the meat for more than 18 minutes.